One particular aspect of this passage is the family dimension, in particular the toxic father and son relationship between Denethor and Faramir. The two characters reenact the archetypal conflict between father and son. Boromir was the favorite son. That's what we understand from line 21 when Denethor says he wishes Faramir had died and Boromir was still alive. What a heartless, abominable confession it is. And on top of everything, Denethor is cruel enough to send Faramir to death in order to redeem the death of Boromir. Finally, at the end of the scene, he tries to burn Faramir on a stake in a sort of frenetic madness, but he is prevented by Gandalf, very similarly to Abraham, who is prevented from killing his son by an angel. Now let's focus on the character of Faramir. Strangely enough, he doesn't show any feeling of rebellion. He still wants his father's love. That's what we have line 26, when he says, "If I should return, think better of me, father." Faramir has no hatred, no desire of vengeance. Do you know in the Bible the story of Abel and Cain, the two brothers? In the story, Cain killed his brother Abel because he was jealous. Well, contrary to Cain, Faramir is not jealous at all, and apparently not inclined to violence whatsoever. He very well knows that Osgiliath cannot be taken, and yet he obeys his father's orders. So not only is he perfectly obedient, but he is also very brave. Another thing which is not in the passage, but it's a bit earlier on in the film, when Faramir comes across Frodo, Sam and Gollum, Faramir is tempted by the ring, but he refuses to take a hold of the ring. Contrary to his brother Boromir, Faramir was wise enough to let the hobbits go away and destroy the ring. So the character of Faramir is absolutely perfect. He embodies the ideal of chivalry. He is the perfect knight, like Lancelot. In the film adaptation, Peter Jackson enhances the opposition between the scornful and pitiless Denethor and the angel-like Faramir with a selection of shots and reverse shots in close-up. The huge hall of the castle is empty and desolate, like Denethor's state of mind. The interior design by Weta Workshop, the special effect company, gives an impression of grandeur and bleakness in the same time. But the special effects are reduced to a minimum in this scene, which is characterized by its sobriety and visual starkness, in order to focus on the actors' performances.